which poses a threat to the process of addressing the issue of enforced disappearances. The current situation, if it persists, the cooperation with the SED is feared to be reduced and the safety of the families of the disappeared victim would be in jeopardy, as it had happened in the past under the Rajapaksa government. ICAED recommends the Committee on Enforced Disappearances to write to the signatory states who are not party to the convention yet and ask them to ratify the convention. The SED may consider the possibility of holding meetings in countries of state parties in different continents as per its mandates, in cooperation with other international bodies and credible civil society organizations, having track records of working on the issue of enforced disappearances. Such meetings may contribute more to see and share the best practices in affording reparation to the families. The committee needs to consider the global political situation, the shifts towards populism and authoritarianism, and formulate its own plan of actions to address the challenges in the coming days in terms of uploading its mandate on dealing with enforced disappearances. The ICAED supports the SED in its goal to achieve 100% additional ratification in the next 5 years. Moreover, it also supports the SED's commitment, important concern and priority on the very serious problem of enforced disappearance in relation to migration. State parties to the convention should reflect on their existing laws and ensure that there is consistency with their application vis-à-vis the right of all persons not to be subjected to enforced disappearance. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you very much for reading this statement on behalf of ICAED. I think that everything has been expressed by my colleagues, but I would like to conclude if